allowed us to do that, they'd put a sign up that says, Pearl's residence, wherever they put on. But they were planning, you have to have more than two people.
Who did he go to?
Well, I think it says on here, here's Rick's. They don't allow anybody in it anymore. They said for a while that you shouldn't drink the water, it's probably contaminated. I don't know if they stopped drinking it or not.
Everybody used to stop at Rick Springs.
I know it.
Well, shall we stop?
They'd like to.
Do you all want to stop there?
No. Well, I don't know about you kids. There's nothing you can do if they don't drink the water.
Yeah. Did you and Poppy used to stop here?
Not just the two of us. I suppose if we could.
You always stopped there when we came over.
You never listened to the whole
thing. Yeah, she said not here. Just the two of us.
No. I can hear that, Mark. If you're talking soft, I'm
unhappy. You're not talking soft? I can't talk any louder. My voice cracks.
So how did you choose to come to Bear Lake?
Well, of course, Russell had a cabin here, but we wanted to go up to, what is the town in Idaho? I can't even think of it.
Montpelier?
No.
Paris?
The first one.
Lake Town?
Preston?
That is not the first one. On this, on the road, we go up to the...
Lake Town, Round Valley?
Those are south. I want
to
go...
Well, Paris is the only other one that comes to mind.
Well, I can't think of it. But anyway, we had a lot in that canyon that we had paid money down to build when we could get a permit. They wouldn't let us have a permit. We waited 2 years, and they didn't give us a permit, so we said, forget it. Russell said, yeah, I've got a nice lot that I can, it is mine that I can trade for, and I'll get it for you. So I came out this 1 year, and he told me he had this lot. I looked at it, and I said, well, take it. Your dad had never even seen it, but I knew he'd like it.
Well, you'll think of it later.
When everybody's asleep, it doesn't care. Anyway, I remember when they had this all, you'd have to stop, wait, because they were doing something to the road, wiping it.
Yeah, I remember too.
It was really a pain, but it's all done. It didn't do anything to this part, but it was around the bend.
How big was Garden City when you first moved here?
I don't know. I don't even know how big it is now. But it was a lot smaller than it is. They've done an awful lot of building. It's right in here. They were widening it.
Did he used to volunteer at the library?
Yeah. They had a bunch of books that had been given to him that were old as the hills. But they didn't have any other books, so I helped catalog them.
Well, where is the library?
Downtown. It's by the fire station.
Oh. I never noticed it before either. I remember going and visiting you, though, at the library. When was that?
I don't know. It's been a few years ago.
Maybe you're thinking when they worked at the genealogy of the church history. No.
Sometime in the last 24 years.
This is the 24th year that you've lived here?
24 years in July.
How often did you come when you first started?
Just every year. We were still in Illinois.
No, but how long did you stay for when you first
2 weeks. 2 weeks. Spent our vacation here. And worked on the cabin.
Who all helped you?
No, it was mostly Pop and I because Jamie had a young family and Marty had a young family. They didn't have time. But, you know, they'd come up occasionally and help them. But it was mostly Pop and I.
Did Russell help at all, even?
Not too much. He was all cabin. He worked on Saturdays with his manager, the Anderson Lumber, and he used to work on Saturdays. And, you know, he didn't really have much time on the holidays.
No, 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 that cave right there is the Springs.
Yeah, the one
I told you before.
No, the one that's closed is way back there.
That's a good idea.
Well, if the truck would get over in the other lane, it would be fine. The double lane going up to get around.
When did you first come to Garden City?
When did we buy?
No, like when was the first time you came to Bear Lake?
Oh, I was a little girl.
When? Where did you stay?
They used to have cabins. Stayed in those cabins. I only came once or twice. And then...
Is that when you came from Salt Lake?
And then... after we... came to... We came every year to see... After I got married and had children, we came out west to see my mother and show her grandchildren. And, over to Bear Lake a time or two. He had a rubber raft and he used to bring us up to Tony's Grove, which is a Pearson place. And we'd fish. He was inclined to hike.
When you came when you were little, did you have raspberry shakes then, or?
No, I don't think, if anybody had raspberries, it was something raised themselves. They didn't have the business.
Raisin
raspberries.
When you came back when you were married, did they have the raspberries, or?
I think they... I don't remember at what time they did it, but yeah, long ago. I think we had our cabin. We first had our cabin is when we came. Raspberries. And I think we ate them. Maybe we took them back down to Salt Lake and shared them. Really wanted. I had nothing to work with here.